An environmental group's new report shows the broad range of contaminants in many drinking water systems in the Ohio Valley. As Nicole Irwin reports, the research highlights the gap between what regulations require and what health advocates recommend for drinking water purity.
Water is pumped from a clear well to the high service pump station here at Paducah Water. General Manager Bill Robertson says this is the cleanest water you will find in the city.
The water is at its best quality when it leaves here. Then it has to go through pipes, it has to go through pumps, it has to go through tanks, it has to go through your plumbing at your house. And it can only do one thing, and that's degrade.
But clean as it is, a new report from public health advocates at the Environmental Working Group identified contaminants in Paducah's water that could pose health risk, even though the water system meets legal standards. The EWG created a scale based on California health standards at one end and federal guidelines at the other. California standards are more protective of public health. Water sampling data from 2010 and 2015 show five chemicals in Paducah water that the EWG says could increase risk of cancer and other health issues if exposed over long periods of time. Robertson read from the group's data.
We had atrazine. Atrazine is everywhere. Atrazine is a pre-emergent herbicide farmers use.
There are at least 30 contaminants the EPA has flagged for monitoring beyond those that are regulated. Every 5 years, this list will change due to what the industry expects may be present in drinking water. Chemicals like chlorate, which are used to disinfect water, are monitored through the unregulated contaminant water rule.
Chlorate, it can come from fireworks. It can come from the degradation of sodium hypochlorite, which is bleach.
According to the EWG, the Ohio Valley is riddled with energy companies and chemical plants that rely on disinfectant byproducts to treat their wastewater discharges. The EWG site shows West Virginia with the most contaminants, with 83 chemicals flagged between 2010 and 2015. Ohio has 81 and Kentucky 56 contaminants. EWG senior scientist Dr. David Andrews says wastewater treatment needs reevaluating.
Legal doesn't necessarily mean safe.
The information for the site was collected over 2 years from utility data and health guidelines based off academic toxicology testing.
I don't think there's anything specific that we're adding to that, except just collating all that information together and presenting it in a way that's accessible to consumers.
Kentucky Energy and Environment Cabinet spokesman John Mura has a problem with how it's presented.
It is misleading. Overall, I will say this. They're pairing Kentucky's levels with California guidelines. We are held to maximum contamination levels set by the EPA.
Mura doesn't want people to think that the state's water is unsafe. He says that 99.7% of the state's utilities are federally compliant. Bill Robertson says he stands by Paducah's water end product. Like the website suggests, carbon filters and ion water purifiers placed on household sinks can remedy many concerns.
Well, there's always more we can do. It's just at what cost? At some point, you reach the point of diminishing returns where it costs a whole lot of money to just make a very small incremental improvement in the water.
As it stands, Paducah Water can supply 1,000 gallons of water to a household for $4. Robertson says while the plant can continue to meet EPA standards and provide water at an affordable rate, whether health guidelines are updated to meet those like California or not, he can't change out the city pipes and household plumbing of his customers. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin in Paducah.